All right, people, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page 185, middle of the page. Hamlochas Atlos Hativis, literally the coronation of natural or inherent laziness. So right to Ramchal, remember again in this chapter, which we just began to say in Parak Tes, we're talking about the mafside has rizos. So what are the things ultimately that detract from the mid of rizos? So far what we've established is that if a person has a flawed system of priorities, or if I think that my goal in life is rest and relaxation, or I think my goal in life is to take it easy, that by definition, if that's the matara, if that's the goal, if that's the purpose, that skews everything in life and my perception of things. See, it's kiyotze b'dram keila. So similarly, as we discussed yesterday, if a person feels that the goal in life is to be rested and to be relaxed, it'll be difficult for him to get up in the shul in the morning. Or for that matter, to go ahead and shorten his meal in the afternoon because he has to go to mincha. Or for that matter, to go ahead and go out and travel for the sake of the performance of a mitzvah. If the time is not right, or the more so to go ahead and to run to a dvar mitzvah or to learn. So we'll say, since we read part of this paragraph yesterday, it's an incredible yisod. So what Ramchal is saying over here is the following. Everything in life stems from your hierarchy of values and your hierarchy ultimately of aspirations. If the goal in life is to go ahead and rest and relax, if I think that the purpose of life is to enjoy and to take it easy, then by definition, again, I will avoid anything that detracts from that. So for example, then in that case, I'm having my meal and it's mincha time. Well, it's not convenient. My goal is to have a nice meal. So if mincha gets in the way of that, I'm just going to have to simply set that mincha aside. I wake up in the morning, the alarm goes off. Again, if the goal is to be rested, which you all would like to be rested one day, but if the goal is to be rested, then lemaisa, again, at the end of the day, there's a conflict. The conflict is coming to learn or resting. Well, how do you determine which one wins out? Whichever one is more important. Whatever is more important. So if at the top of the pyramid, so to speak, is my need or my aspiration to be rested and to enjoy, then of course, by definition, when there's a conflict, rest will win out. All of these things, says the Ramchal, and this is an incredible story. I think I mentioned this yesterday, but it bears repetition. Remember, when a person allows atzlos to win out, what they are doing ultimately is allowing for their innate adama, their innate earthly side to dominate. In other words, we'll say it's very important. This is the incredible chiddush of the Ramchal. Atzlos, laziness, is, and this is going to sound strange, but it's not the pshat that it's a bad midah. It's not just simply a bad character trait. Atzlos is a part of me, meaning each of us has a part of us that's atzal, that's lazy. And not because we're bad people, not because you don't care. That's because it's part of our innate makeup. Because remember, again, as we spoke about earlier, man is this combination between Eish and Adama, between fire and earth. The fire is the part that wants to grow, that wants to go higher, and the Adama is the part that remains stagnant and in place. So Lameisa, again, person who allows the Adama part, the Atlas part, to win out, by definition, is just demonstrating a lack of autonomy, a lack of control over himself. Zomer, Mashakore Shataba Nihye Melach. Nachon yesh teva ba'adam lios atzlan. So, in other words, when I allow myself to be lazy, so I'm allowing my nature to overtake me. I'm allowing my nature to become king. It is true. Each of us has in our nature to be an atzlan, to ultimately be lazy. Ava misha hafach es ha'atzlanus. Kilomar es bakashas ha'menucha lematara. As we gia lematzav sha'teva ha'afar shevanu. Lorakshu kayim elohu mela. So we'll say a person, ultimately, again, who allows his atzlos, who allows his desire and need for rest to become the purpose in life, what he's doing is, it's not just now that atzlos that laziness, that Adama is a part of me. It's not just that it's a part of me. I'm allowing it to dominate me. I'm allowing it to become the melech, to become the king. Adam kaze, eneno adon liatzmo. A person like this is not in control of himself. Ki ateva ha'atzo hapach liosnach. Well, says an incredible yisod. So if you think about this, by the way, on a very simple level, a person, I want to accomplish something, but I allow my laziness to get in the way. So it's important to understand that when I allow my laziness to get in the way, whatever it may be, when I allow that, by the way, you know, we never call it laziness, because laziness just sounds negative. We call it fatigue, or we call it preoccupation, or we call it, you know, busyness. But a lot of this boils down to atzlos. When I allow my atzlos to drive my decisions, then essentially what I'm doing is I am abdicating my bechira. I'm abdicating free choice. And I'm allowing the natural pushes and pulls of me as a human being to take over. So I often think that when I choose not to do something because of atzlos, because of laziness, that is a demonstration of my bechira, of my free will. It's fakir, it's just the opposite. That when I make my decisions based on atzlos, what I'm doing is I'm setting my bechira aside and allowing my teva, allowing my innate nature of adama, of earth, to make those decisions for me, which is an incredible yisod. Ki kvar nesar, ritzon al b'nasar, hergal anasa teva sheni. Because we'll say after enough time of laziness, a person's will becomes prisoner to his teva, to his nature. Ze omer, ze teva biribua, hateva shabakashas haminucha, hapach lios hamatara. What ends up happening sometimes is that this nature, this natural desire for rest, ultimately becomes a purpose on its own. Az emafsid rishon shelazvizos, hagdaras matara lo nechona b'chaim. Rav say this becomes the first detractor from zvizos, which is a flawed hierarchy, a flawed goal system in life. So we'll say, when I begin to think that lamaisa, at the end of the day, the most important thing in life is rest, by definition, that just skews everything. 186. V'zeh mashpia lakol. This has an impact on everything. Lachin tzarech kimuvan miyad l'za'azea es ha hava amina hazos. So we'll say, so therefore, when I feel this creeping in, when I feel that ultimately, again, this midah of atzlos is creeping in, I have to make sure to nip it in the bud and attack it before it has the ability to take root. V'amnam tzarech sheyeda ha'adam kilo lemenucha hu ba'olam hazeh. So we'll say, so you ask yourself, well, how do I go ahead and attack? How do I go ahead and set aside this midah of atzlos? And the answer is by constantly reinforcing and reminding myself that I was not put in this world to rest. Yesh lecha toz besisit, lo havanta bichlal makore. If I think that I'm in this world to rest, then by definition, I have a fundamental misunderstanding. And I've totally missed the boat on life. Olam hazeh hu lo makom shebo amurim lesapek es hadimyonos v'chalomos hagashmim. This world, ultimately, again, is not simply here in order to further my material goals and aspirations. Lo bishvil ze nivra olam hazeh. We'll say the world wasn't created, nor were we created to simply eat, sleep, work, and have physical pleasure. There's a much higher purpose. There's a much higher calling. And until a person accepts that reality, a person ultimately could chas v'shalom fall into the negative grips, ultimately, of atzlos, of laziness. Right? Well, so we'll stop over here for today. We're going to get a little bit of a head start on the daf. We'll pick up on 186.